you all to know, when I cut up this morning, I looked in the mirror and I had to get my hair done. And I thought, wow, I almost couldn't tell myself apart from my sister. So I didn't mean to cause you any confusion if you got up this morning and came here and saw me and thought I was Casey, but I am really Kelly. I tried to throw in a little color for you, Kelly has the color. But I thank God for this day, and I thank God for being here for 5 years. Amen. Sermon outline in your bulletin that you can follow along with me. And what is the title of our sermon today?
Why have a good day when you can have a great day?
Before we go on, let us pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for being in our lives. Lord, we thank you for your presence today, Lord, and we thank you, Lord, that you are God, Lord, and that you love us and you chose us.
Thank you,
Lord. Holy Spirit, we're praying, Lord, that you would open our eyes, Lord, so that we could see you and open our ears so that we could hear you. But most importantly, open our hearts that we might receive you, Lord.
Thank
you, Lord. And we give you all the praise in the mighty, mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray, and all your people said. Amen. Praise God. Just recently, I went over to the YMCA, and I was there working out. And I don't know about you, but are you that type of person where wherever you go, somebody just kind of starts talking to you and having a conversation? Now, I'm in the middle of this gruesome workout, and I really do not like working out. And I got sweat pouring off me. It was hot. It was not a pretty picture at all. And the lady next to me starts up a conversation. I said, hi, so I'm trying to work and trying to... You know, I just really didn't want to talk, but she just kept talking anyway. And so I thought, okay, maybe the Lord has something for me to hear from this woman, because she really kept talking.
Okay.
And so she just went on and on and on, and I was like, wow, you are so joyful. And she said, well, you know what I think about? Why have a good day when every day can be a great day?
Okay.
And when she said that, I was like, wow, that is true. Why have a good day when every day can be a great day? Even working out can be a great workout.
Yeah.
And when she said that, she must have told me that about a month ago, but it stuck with me. It stuck. That's why somebody used that in the sermon. It's a sermon title for my next sermon.
Yeah.
And so I thought about what she said, and you can apply that to so many different areas. You know, why have a good life when you can have a great life?
Okay.
Why have a good marriage when you can have a great marriage?
Okay.
Why be good at being single when you can be great at being single?
Okay.
Why have good grades when you can have great grades?
Okay.
Why be a good employee when you can be a great employee?
Okay.
Why be a good student when you can be a great student? Why be a good Christian when you can be a great Christian?
All right.
And going to go to the Life Community Church, why be a good church when we can be a great church?
Yeah.
Isaiah chapter 5 today. It was this man, and he had planted a vineyard. And you see, when he planted that vineyard, he expected to get grapes out of that vineyard, right?
Yeah.
So he did all of this work and planting and growing a vineyard and a grapevine. It's not easy work when you have a grapevine in our backyard. It's not easy work to get it to work. You got to get the branches to climb up just right. And so he went out there and did all this hard work to plant this vineyard. And he was come spring expecting to get what?
Grapes.
But then comes the spring, and he goes out and looks, and instead of having these perfect, beautiful, sweet grapes, he has wild grapes.
Uh-oh.
And wild grapes, you just can't eat wild grapes. It's kind of eating like those berries on the tree that you're not supposed to eat them for the birds. They're not for us.
Yeah.
And so he just couldn't figure out what he was doing wrong over and over and over again. He just kept planting, 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 and kept getting this wild grape. And says, I think sometimes we're like that. We have been planning, 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 and we expect to get one thing, but then when we go out, we see something else. And so since we're going to grade ourselves to see how we've been doing, we're going to look both at our personal lives and us as a church family. And we're going to be quite honest, but we're going to look at where we were back in 2003, where we are now in 2008, and where we're going in the next 5 years. Not that bad. No, 5 years from now, it'll be 2013.
Ooh.
That number just sounds scary, doesn't it? Remember back in the 70s and the 80s, we used to say, when you hit 2000, 2000 was like a big deal. And now we're at 2013 almost. So since we have to look at ourselves and grade ourselves personally, and let's look at our job. Our jobs. Now, probably many of us might be thinking, well, I have the job I want, and I make the money I want, so I'm going to give myself an A. But no, no, no. So that's not the question we need to ask ourselves in this grade. I want you to ask yourself, have I done the best that I can do with the job that God has given me? So that means no matter what type of job you have, no matter what type of money you make, no matter what your office looks like or what who your coworkers are, if you like them or not, have you done the best you can with what God has given you to have in your job?
Mm.
And if you think you've done the best you can, put yourself a, give yourself a grade of an A, B, C, D, or F. You know, one thing about being here at Glenville, I've learned. I've tried to do the best that I can what God has given me.
Thank you, Lord.
You know, if you all can grade me on this one, if I'm wrong, because sometimes I like to give myself a higher grade than other people. But no matter what I have been given when I walk through the doors at Glenville, no matter where my office might be, where my desk might look like, Keon, we had a big discussion about desk. No matter what amount of money I make, no matter who my coworkers are, I'm trying to do the best with what God has given to me.
Wow.
You see, saints, when I started working here at Glenville, I remember reading a scripture by the Apostle Paul, and he had talked about learning all these things. Where are you at today? Not thinking about yesterday. See, we can't go back and do anything about yesterday, but where are you at today? What is your attitude about your job today? Your education today? Your marriage and your singleness today? What is your attitude about your service today? From 9:12 a.m. over today. And then say, let's think about where do you want to be in 2019? Is it any of us we sit around thinking I should've, coulda, woulda? And we have been shoulda, coulda, woulda since before 2003. I should've did this. I could've did that. I am gonna do this, but I have yet to get around to it. I keep trying for it tomorrow. But 5 years from now, looking at your report card, do you still want the exact same grades that you have today?
Amen. I hope not.
Let's look at the church and our report card. Where are we at right now as a church in our prayer life? Well, actually, where were we at in 2003? I remember in our prayer life, we used to have these amazing prayer vigils back in the day. Amazing prayer vigils back in the day. Where are we at right now in 2008? And where do we hope to be in 2013? You know, saints, if we truly look at ourselves as a church, we have to answer these questions. Where are we at in our prayer life? Where are we at in our support and our loyalty and our faith and our belief and our attendance and our participation and our service and our tithing? Where are we at today? Where were we at back in 2003? And where do we want to be at 5 years from now? You know, I think about it. I remember when I used to come to church and I was just a member, and I got to church late every Sunday. Every Sunday I was late in the church. And remember when we had the pews, I used to sit right over there by the second window, and I'd be trying to slide on in because I know I was late. But then something the Holy Spirit spoke to me and said, now, are you going to continue to be late for church every Sunday for the rest of your life? Can you imagine that? Being late for every Sunday for the rest of your life? I had to kind of evaluate myself. And I said, okay, Kevin, you got to get up a little early because we don't get to go to work late every day. We don't get to go to school late every day. I mean, some of us try, but, you know, usually it don't work out. So I thought, why am I going to church late? And God is supposed to be the most important part of my life, and I'm making God late every day. So I made a change in my life to be on time, to get to church on time. So back in 1990-something when I first started coming, I was late all the time. But then, as I grew in the Lord, I started being on time to church. Saints, where are we at in our loyalty, in our support to the servants, the leaders that God has given to us? You know, over the past 5 years, I've had the amazing gift of being able to watch Pastor Rick and Pastor Toby lead us and to be pastors. And I get to watch them and be mentored by them and be molded by them. And I'm so thankful because we have amazing leaders that have had to make some tough choices at some times. And what's always amazing to me, because sometimes I sit back and I wait and I say, I just know this time they're not going to be the right thing. What's going to happen? And they always have chosen God. Even at times when I said, I think that's kind of shitty. I don't want to do that. Because I'm real good at slacking in my faith. I said, I don't think so. And every single time Pastor Rick and Pastor Toby has chosen God's time.